King Tubby doing take five.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player and tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and the number to listen by phone, which is 631-359-8728. We are live today on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, 2025. Youth Express segments between 10 and 11 o'clock include siblings Rocco and Lucia from the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards. We also have a trio of teens from the Youth Maker Accelerator program. 11 Eastern, we'll be talking with the Pittsburgh Savoyards about their production of It's a Wonderful Life. And at 11:15 today, members of the Opus 2 Orchestra previewing its upcoming fall concert. All on today's Saturday Light Brigade.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
The Saturday Light Brigade, John Prine, getting us started by request. That is for Dust Bowl Jack in Liberty Township in Ohio. Good morning also to Tommy, who is in Virginia. Jim in Blackridge texted a moment ago. Here's hoping you had a good Thanksgiving. We're glad to have your company today. In a moment, a pop quiz will give you the opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Seems like it was only just yesterday that the Giving Tuesday tradition began. It's been a few years now when we are proud to take part in Giving Tuesday, a worldwide day of giving that makes it easy to support nonprofit organizations like ours, whose work we hope you value. At 12:01 this coming Tuesday, December 2nd, the Give Big Pittsburgh Giving Portal will open for donations. You can directly get to our page there at tinyurl.com/givebig to SLB, and we hope you'll consider supporting our work. You can get a head start this morning. All of the funds go to the same place, and you can help us get a jump start on Giving Tuesday, as well as our annual December donor drive at slbradio.org/donate. slbradio.org/donate.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234.
Those are all other ways that you can join us if you care to. And we hope you will, and thank you for your support. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. With the spotlight shining on turkey so much this week, we thought we'd focus on other animals with names that begin with the letter T. And our pop quiz for you this morning, Q Can you name five other animals whose names start with the letter T? Can you name five other animals whose names start with the letter T? Share your animals with us by telephone or text at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. That's this morning's pop quiz. I hope that we'll hear from you.
I was down for the count. I was out of commission. I was having a bad day. Definitely in a precarious position. But if you ask me how I'm doing now, this is what I'd say. Say I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking up, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I was feeling uninspired and so unmotivated. My get up and go is gone. But staring at the walls is just so overrated. So I finally got back out of bed to sing this song. And I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I don't mind getting up when the doorbell rings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Every day that passes, I'm feeling just a little bit better. My outlook is significantly improved. You know, I never was a real go-getter. But now I feel I'm finally getting back in the groove. And I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I even took the time to change my ukulele strings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Looking dreary, and you're feeling unenthused and depressed. Heed my advice, it's more than just a theory. Take a shower, comb your hair, and get dressed, and you'll be slowly getting back into the swing of things. Actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking up, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back. Swing of things.
Dear time, on this fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Hey time, working well together, I know it's not forever, we'll both be moving on. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine. Each a small remembrance, one inside the other. On rewind tonight, I find them dim. Thank you for the lovers,
a little while. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine. Each a bit of color, winter, spring, fall, and summer, set to burn, they return. Service. Thank you for the extra heartbeats. I'm not so sure I earned them. Dear time, I've heard you are efficient. I canceled my physician. Whatever you decide. How much have I forgotten in the little box of memories? Edges start to soften. On standby in my mind. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine. Could I trade them in for a visit with my mom and dad, or throw the ball with my old dog one more time? Look at what you've made me, sentimental and slightly crazy. Dear time, on this fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Dear time.
From the latest album featuring Steve Martin and Alison Brown, the album is called Safe, Sensible, and Sane. Actually, Sane, Sensible, and Safe. I suppose the order might be important. And the song is called Dear Time, written by Steve Martin as he approaches his 80th birthday. Dean Friedman did the swing of things. We're looking for animals whose names start with the letter T here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and they are coming in. Patrick in South Park has a turtle, a tiger, a tortoise, a tern, a tarantula, a termite, a tuna, and a toad. Stu in McCandless has tarantula, tern, toad, tanager, and trout. And also, wow, what a neat animal. A tapir, which kind of looks like a cross between a pig, an anteater, and an elephant, at least to me. Bruce has tortoise, tern, toucan, a tiger.
Hold that tiger, go get that tiger, grab that tiger, hold that tiger. Grab that tiger, hold that tiger, grab that tiger.
Where you at, you pussycat? Hold that tiger. Oh, get that tiger. Grab the tiger. Hold that tiger. Grab the tiger by the tail. Get that tiger, Will. I said, hold that tiger now.
And he added Tasmanian Devil to that as well.
Where's that tiger? Grab that tiger. Hold that tiger. Grab that tiger. Hold that tiger. Where you at, you pussycat? Hold that tiger. Go get that tiger. Grab the tiger. Hold that tiger. Grab the tiger by the tail. Get that tiger, Will. I said, hold.
Tom and McCandless put his words in the form of a sentence. Tiny Timmy clutching his teddy bear and wearing his Charlie the Tuna union suit was watching his favorite horror movie, The Tingler, while waiting for his favorite foods to be ready. Trout, toad in a hole, turtle soup, and his favorite pastry, tiger tails. And then finished it off with a perfect cup of coffee. Well done. Jim in Crafton Heights has tiger, trout, tarantula, tomcat, tarpon, turbo, timber, wolf, titmouse, tanager, and trapdoor spider. Jim in Black Ridge has tiger, terrapin, Tasmanian devil, toad, tapir, tadpole, tomcat, turtle, tortoise, tick, tuna, tabby, toucan, tarantula, trumpeter swan, the tufted titmouse, a tetra, a tanager, a tsetse fly, and a thrush. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, has tiger, toad, trout, tortoise, turtle, and Tasmanian devil. Leslie has Tyrannosaurus, terrier, turtle, tiger, tapir, titmouse, and tortoise, all animals starting with the letter T, with the exception of turkey. Turtle, termite, trout, tiger, tarantula, toucan, toad, tyrannosaurus, and tetra. Those from Kathy and Tyonesta. Ralph, good morning. Ralph is in the South Hills. Now his turn. Toucan, tuna, thrush, and here's a new one on me. And I'm going to need to look up. Oh, these are cute. Primates, known as tapirs. Mostly from Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines. That made me think of terriers of all types. Tommy has birds, the tanager, teal, tern, tripule, turnstone, twite, thrasher, thrush, titmouse, twee, and tetira. I'll add Tweety bird to that. And he has fish of tuna, turbo, trout, trunkfish, tang, tarpon, tilapia, soap, tigerfish, and tetra. Sue has toad, tortoise, trevoran, tomcat, tabby, tyrannosaurus, titmouse, tick, and those are the ones she has. Dr. Nelson has tortoise, turtle, tiger, tarantula, and tilapia. Miles has tamarin, tarantula, tiger, tuatara. That's one I am going to need to look up. And tortoise. A tuatara is a reptile. They're lizard-like, but not the same as lizards. And those are the tea animals. with a few more coming in that I'll share with you in just a few moments, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Oh, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bop, bop, ba-da-da-doo, bop, bop. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Oh, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bop, bop, ba-da-da-doo, bop, bop, bop. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away your DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, but give me the birds and the bees, please. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bop, bop, ba-da-da-doo, bop, bop, ba-da-da-doo.
Light Brigade with Tierney Sutton and a song you probably recognize, Big Yellow Taxi. We'll have another Joni Mitchell song coming up before the top of the hour. Another cover of a Joni Mitchell song. Susie had some additional tea animals. Turtle, terrapin, tern. Toad. And Kelly, I believe that says hers are handwritten. Thank you for playing along this morning. Coming up, a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's history riddle.
A Symbol joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. A Symbol is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. A Symbol works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
A quick thank you. If you already support SLB, whether it be through a monthly donation or remembering us during our December donor drive every year. Giving Tuesday is this coming Tuesday, December 2nd. You'll be able to support SLB through the Give Big Pittsburgh site. And we have a link at our website that will take you there at tinyurl.com/givebig2SLB. You can also simply go to slbradio.org/donate.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Here's hoping you'll give us a call or a text if you can identify the answer to this morning's history riddle. Born November 29th, 1915, in Dayton, he's better known as Pittsburgh's native son. He lived in Homewood and went to Westinghouse High and soon was known by everyone. In 1938, he took the risk of approaching a band leader who had considerable fame. He ultimately composed or arranged much of the band's future material, including a song about a famous train. Do you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Again, born November 29th, 1915 in Dayton. He's better known as Pittsburgh's native son. He lived in Homewood and went to Westinghouse High and soon was known by everyone. In 1938, he took the risk of approaching a band leader who already had considerable fame. He ultimately composed or arranged much of the band's future material, including a song about a famous train. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck. That's this morning's history riddle.
Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Yeah, but it don't snow here, stays pretty green. You wanna make a lot of money, spit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so high I could teach my feet to fly away. Yeah, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But I'm so hard to handle, selfish and I'm sad, and I think I've lost the only best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. She tried hard to help me, tried to put me at ease. She loved me so naughty, made me weak in my knees. Yeah, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so wide I could teach my feet to fly away. Yeah, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Like they'd be sweet as bourbon whiskey, but they'll bring you down like summer rain. And they took away the girl that once was with me. Well, it looks like it's gonna be another California autumn. In my soul now, it looks like it's gonna rain, but you know it ain't now. All the pretty girls are gone away now. It's the best time you'll ever find to run away. She went away, I'll never know. She doesn't know she took the summer with her. I'll pass this way some other day, and I'll leave behind lonesome memories of her. Well, it looks like it's gonna be another California autumn. In my soul now, it looks like it's gonna rain, but you know it ain't now. All the pretty girls are gone away now. It's the best time you'll ever find to run away. Well, it looks like it's gonna be another California autumn. In my soul now, it looks like it's gonna rain, but you know it ain't now. All the pretty girls are gone away now. It's the best time you'll ever find to run away.
Saturday Light Brigade. That is the title song from Tony Rice's California Autumn. Just a beautiful song of his. And you heard James Taylor doing Joni Mitchell's River. From the album James Taylor at Christmas. Here again, this morning's history riddle. Born November 29th, 1915 in Dayton. He's better known as Pittsburgh's native son. He lived in Homewood and went to Westinghouse High. And soon was known by everyone. In 1938, he took the risk of approaching a band leader who already had considerable fame. He ultimately composed or arranged much of the band's material, including a song about a famous train. Susie came up with the correct answer. Hope you're feeling better soon. She's been under the weather since Tuesday. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. And good morning to Rick in the Isle of Palms today. Thanks for your kind greetings. Rich in Freeport got the correct answer. John in Economy Borough and Tommy in North Chesterfield got it. Tom and McCandless also came up with the correct answer. Dust Bowl Jack came up with a number of other, two actually, composers with Pittsburgh connections, Irving Berlin and Henry Mancini. But it was Bruce, who is a birthday boy himself, who is going to give us the correct answer. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Happy birthday up to you.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't know that I shared a birthday with Billy Strayhorn.
Indeed you do. Who did you say do you share that birthday with?
Billy Strayhorn.
And the charge drops down.
There we go. As well as Louisa May Alcott.
That I did not know.
Both. I didn't know Billy Strayhorn until the history riddle came up today. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of great jazz musicians coming out of Westinghouse at that period of time.
Oh my goodness, there are tons. Mary Lou Williams is another one. The piano teacher, I'm trying to remember his name. There was a piano teacher there who taught.
Jamal went to Westinghouse and Air Garner.
Yes.
In the water there over Westinghouse.
Well, I think it was that amazing teacher who taught so many people. I will find his name. That's now kind of bugging me that I can't remember that.
A lot of people today came up with this name, I guess maybe because he has half a theater named after him over in East Liberty.
Yes, the Kelly Strayhorn. It was Carl McVicker is the person who also instructed Errol Garner and Mary Lou Williams. And the story is that Billy Strayhorn came up to Duke Ellington. He was in his early 20s, Billy, and he started, I would arrange this song a little bit differently. And he played the arrangement for how he would arrange the song. And Duke Ellington said, that's amazing. And basically said, can you meet me in New York for my next gig? And then the two became inseparable for the rest of Billy Strayhorn's short life. He only lived to be 51. He had esophageal cancer and unfortunately passed away at a very young age, but just an amazing arranger and composer. The piece that caught Ellington's attention was Lush Life that evening. So just amazing.
And he wrote Take the A-Train. That was a song you're referring to in the History Auto, I believe.
Indeed. And the two, I'm looking for this quote, Duke Ellington said that the two were connected in a way that was very hard to explain. This is a quote from Sir Duke. Billy Strayhorn was my right arm, my left arm, all the eyes in the back of my head, my brain waves in his head, and his in mine. So, an amazing collaboration between the two, all starting in Pittsburgh in December of 1938.
Well, I was glad that you mentioned the name of the teacher, which I did not know. Because how many people have been touched in their young lives by a teacher who pays attention to them?
Absolutely. It is incredible. Just a minute or so sometimes can make a huge difference. Any other adults, too, who take the time out to be with kids, but especially teachers. You're right.
I don't know where I read it. It was a quote. I think it was from Garrison Keillor. No time ever spent with a child is wasted.
That's a great quote, and very true as well.
Well, all right. Well, you have a wonderful day today.
You too. Take care. And congratulations if you came up with Billy Strayhorn. This is a medley of some of the tunes he's best known for, played by Dave Frischberg. Dave Frischberg with a medley of Billy Strayhorn tunes. Take the A-Train, Lotus Blossom, Rain Check, A Flower is a Lonesome Thing, Johnny Come Lately, and Something to Live For. One more coming up in a moment as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM.